From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Here at the beginning of this new year, we of the ministry of Let the Bible Speak want to take this opportunity to wish you a new year in which you will know the blessings of God upon your life. It is our fervent prayer that through these programs you will be drawn into a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua as he returns to chapter 18. At this point in the book, the army of Israel, under Joshua's leadership, had completed the conquest of the land of Canaan. Although there were still pockets of resistance, the tribes of Israel had been allotted their particular portions of the land. The one exception to this was the tribe of Levi. Our text in verse 7 says, "But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance." As Dr. Cairns will demonstrate, the Levites represented the soul of the nation. Their presence among the children of Israel was to be a constant lesson that the most important of all the nation's blessings was not material, but spiritual. Here is a vital truth for all of God's people to remember as they face the demands and challenges of daily life. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, "The Price and Privilege of Serving Christ." Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning by Morning. Today's text is Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, "Continue in prayer." It is interesting to remark how large a portion of sacred writ is occupied with the subject of prayer, either in furnishing examples, enforcing precepts, or pronouncing promises. We scarcely open the Bible before we read, "Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." And just as we're about to close the volume, the amen of an earnest supplication meets our ears. Instances are plentiful. Here we find a wrestling Jacob, there a Daniel who prayed three times a day, and a David who with all his heart called upon his God. On the mountain we see Elias, in the dungeon Paul and Silas. We have multitudes of commands and myriads of promises. What does this teach us but the sacred importance and necessity of prayer? We may be certain that whatever God has made prominent in His Word, He intended to be conspicuous in our lives. If He has said much about prayer, it is because He knows we have much need of it. So deep are our necessities that until we are in heaven, we must not cease to pray. Dost thou want nothing? Then I fear thou dost not know thy poverty. Hast thou no mercy to ask of God? Then may the Lord's mercy show thee thy misery. A prayerless soul is a Christless soul. Prayer is the lisping of the believing infant, the shout of the fighting believer, the requiem of the dying saint falling asleep in Jesus. It is the breath, the watchword, the comfort, the strength, the honor of a Christian. If thou be a child of God, thou wilt seek thy Father's face and live in thy Father's love. Pray that this year thou mayest be holy, humble, zealous, and patient. Have closer communion with Christ, and enter oftener into the banqueting house of His love. Pray that thou mayest be an example and a blessing unto others, and that thou mayest live more to the glory of thy Master. The motto for this year must be, "Continue in prayer."
Cleanse
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
morning we continue our studies in the book of Joshua, and we come to chapter 18 once again. The last time we looked at chapter 18 in Joshua, we were considering the great challenge of Joshua to the seven tribes that had not as yet bestirred themselves to take up their inheritance. How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? This morning we want to come to the seventh verse. I'm going to read only this one verse that I want us to think about this morning. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. Especially the first part of the verse. The Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. The Lord had a unique way of treating the tribe of Levi. They had no inheritance in the land of Israel. The arrangement was that the tribe of Levi would have individual cities scattered throughout the other tribes. They would live in those cities and they would cultivate the suburbs. But they would have no tribal possession as such. Every other tribe had its allocated area that was then broken up into various lots according to the number of families. And throughout all their generations, that particular lot could not permanently pass from the possession of that family and of that tribe, even if it were mortgaged. In the year of Jubilee, it would always have to come back to its original family and tribal ownership. It was completely different with the Levites. The families of the Levites would always have to be city dwellers with communal rights to the lands surrounding the city so that they may live off that land. Now, at first, it may seem a little hard in the Levites that they alone among all the tribes of Israel would never have a landed property to pass on to their children and the generations to come. But that's only at first glance. The reality is very different. Their inheritance was just as real as the inheritance of the other tribes. It was different in nature, and I think you could argue in many ways it was also superior. I don't want to take time this morning giving a list of scriptures or reading a list of scriptures that will make the point. But consider that three times we are told, twice in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 10 and chapter 18 and once more in the 13th chapter of Joshua, that the Lord God of Israel himself was their inheritance. That is not said of the other tribes, but it is said of the tribe of Levi. Then we are told on two occasions that the sacrifices of the Lord were their inheritance. And in our text this morning, we have read that the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. That meant with all the tithes of Israel and the parts of the offerings that were detailed in the various enactments of Moses, they would come to the tribe of Levi so that financially, they were looked after with the tithes of Israel. As far as food was concerned, they were looked after with the tithes from the land. and the various parts of the offerings that were made upon the altar. The Lord was their inheritance. The sacrifice was their inheritance. The priesthood with all the privileges that went with it was also their inheritance. Now the purpose of this special arrangement, I think, is very obvious. It was to ensure that the worship of the Lord never fell into neglect in the land of Israel. It was that the spiritual nature of Israel's national life would never be forgotten, and therefore the Lord scattered the Levites throughout all the other tribes. I think that will supply us with the key to its spiritual significance. Remind us of a very vital lesson. As you think of the tribe of Levi scattered throughout all the other tribes, alone without a landed possession, alone bereft of what the world thinks is the greatest blessing and the greatest inheritance. And as you think of that, you will, I think, learn the lesson that the greatest service we can perform and the greatest blessings we can receive are spiritual. I want us to think of that today as we pursue the subject of the price and the privilege of serving Christ. The Levites were the Lord's way of emphasizing the spiritual aspect of Israel's existence. I think I could put it this way. The Levites represented the soul of the nation. They carried a message to the tribes about true spirituality, and they carry that same message to the Israel of God today. In addition, they will speak to us very clearly about the costs and the conditions of full surrender to the Lord. So as we focus our attention on this one tribe and the special arrangements God made to exclude them from possessions that the other tribes had, but giving them His own special possessions and inheritance, let's think of the price and privilege of serving the Lord. I have just a few very, very simple, straightforward, practical, and devotional ideas to leave with you in this today. As I pondered this, it struck me that the most important of all our blessings are not material but spiritual. The Lord knew that the children of Israel would find that a very difficult thing to remember. He knew that here was a people coming into the land. They had to deal with the last scattered remnants of opposition. They had to subdue them. They had to subdue the land. They had to cultivate the land. They had to set about the job of building their cities and making their defenses strong. They had many, many things to do in the material realm. And the Lord was fully aware that it's very natural for man to have the stress of such a life dampen their spiritual zeal. He knew that. He knew that Israel could quickly become so taken up with the material blessings that He had given them, with pursuing the material cause that He had given them the responsibility to perform, and yet lose out with God. It's very, very easy for them to become engrossed in material things. And the Levites scattered throughout the tribes were the Lord's reminder constantly to look beyond the immediate and see the eternal, to look beyond the material and see the spiritual. I think that we need the same reminder today. It is still true, you know, that the pressures of life inexorably pull the people of God down spiritually. Even the things that are legitimate. I'm not at the moment talking about illicit things for Christians. There are so many Christians who wonder what has gone wrong spiritually in their lives, why they're not enjoying the Lord, why things aren't the way they used to be, and it's just because of sin, downright worldliness. They have become involved more and more in things that are illicit for the people of God. There's no mystery as to what's gone wrong in many a Christian life and many a Christian home. The love of the world will always quench the love of the Spirit in your life. But those are not the things that really this text is talking about or reminding us of. I'm speaking rather of the legitimate things, the things that we could take as blessings from God. Home, family, the food we eat, the jobs we have, the finances we possess, the other material possessions that God has given us. Things that demand our time and they demand our attention. They demand our energies. And they're not wrong in themselves. We have to live in this world. I don't come to you today as a mystic, that somehow or other we float ethereally through this world and everything pans out all right. Christians have to get up on a Monday morning. I know that Monday's not usually people's favorite day to get up, but you've got to get up tomorrow morning. You've got to get out into the real world and face real situations with real people, with real problems, and you yourself are going to know what it is to have to grind hard in public life. But the pull of that is always downward. Inevitably, the devil uses that, and our own flesh uses that, to dampen spiritual zeal. We need to learn the lesson that the Levites, by their very presence, were intended to convey to the ancient Israelites, that the most important blessings we have are not material but spiritual. There are things more important than earthly possessions or earthly occupations. The salvation of your soul, is that not more important than anything else in this world? There are people here today, and you give time and effort to business and to pleasure. You look after the body, you look after the home, you look after the family, but your own soul is yet unprepared to meet God. You treat your money as if it were all important and your soul as if it were of no importance. You treat your pleasures as if they were all important, but your soul was of no importance. You treat your business as if it were all important, but your soul had no importance. But one of these days you will find, if you don't find it out by grace in time, you'll find it out one of these days, too late when it's able to do you any good. The salvation of your soul is infinitely more important than any consideration of life. There is absolutely nothing. And I want you to understand there are no exceptions. There is absolutely nothing in this entire world with which you are ever called to deal that is as remotely important to you as the salvation of your soul from sin, from death, and from hell. Never forget it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.